head right into it here, Coach. Congratulations on a big victory here today. You started out strong and really didn't let up at all in that first half.
No, we talked this morning about, you know, trying to be mature, you know, what mature football teams do. You know, they don't, you know, give somebody else a chance, you know, a team that they that you're, you know, you feel you're better than, go after them, you know, not let them have a chance to get in the second half, fourth quarter, and, you know, then get yourself into a coin flip game. So, and they did. They responded great. You know, it's probably as good as we've played for a half in a long time. I mean, we just, you know, I don't think we punted. You know, they, every time we scored, and you know, they had like, what was it, 265 to 60, you know, total low, and you know, it was a really good first half.
Yeah, defense definitely set the tone. You mentioned that they only 65 yards of offense in the first half, but a couple of big turnovers that gave your offense good field position as well.
Well, they did, and then offensively, we knocked it in. You know, we didn't punt. You know, we had the ball five possessions, I think scored all five in the first half. So, you can't do it much better than that.
Swing pass again. We saw it work for you on last week's game against Wayne State. Did it twice here today. Charlie scored both times.
Yeah, there was a different play. Like, you know, ones at Wayne State were screens, you know, inside out. Where these were, this was a flare control, and if they, you know, if they doubled the inside receiver on the slip route, we were going to, you know, throw the flare because we thought that's, you know, very well could be what they did. And they doubled the inside kid twice, and it was flare, and then Charlie just, you know, outran kids to the end zone.
Now, he didn't play at all in the second half, just a precautionary thing to keep him out?
Yeah, we gambled a little bit there. You know, that got a little frustrating because, you know, you'd like your twos to play as well as your ones, and they didn't. And we put the ball on the turf and lost a couple and, you know, gave a drive up that we really didn't want to give up. But, you know, young people, that's how they get better. I mean, they have to play. They have to get experience. And fortunately, we were able to get, you know, a lot of kids some reps.
How about John Williams' performance here today? Lots of carries, 32 for 154 yards. I'm sure coming into today's game, he didn't think he'd have that kind of stat line for him today.
Well, yeah, you know, he put the ball on turf twice. He lost two fumbles, and the ball was on the ground more than twice. So, you know, we've got a lot of work to do there. You just can't do that. Can't put the ball on turf. You know, but we knew last year when we got him that, you know, there's some, you know, some electricity there. He does have the ability to make people miss. He does have good speed. So, you know, now it's just got to shore up some of the stuff, and ball security is, you know, he's gonna get that taught to him this week. Let's put it that way.
Certainly seems like Andrew Clark has taken some nice steps forward here from last season. He's become a pretty good target for Tyler on the outside.
He was. You know, how many catches did he have?
Seven officially listed.
Seven.
Here.
You know, at least that many. You know, we were running a run pass check, and they were loading the box, and so, you know, it became a sprint out game. And you know, and they gave him, they didn't want to get beat on the, you know, on the flag route on the China combination. So they gave him the boundary, and, you know, Tyler hit him for, I was going to say 25 times, but seven is what it was, and I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, sure seemed like he had a lot of targets,
he did,
for sure.
Yeah.
Defensively, I think that I thought the big, you know, the best part of the defense was the absolute middle of the defense.
Yep.
Tanner Agin was right there the whole time.
Yep.
You saw Ben talking right there all day, too. They really snuffed out a lot of those plays.
Yeah, the dive hurt us maybe twice, you know, where they broke line of scrimmage and we had to get second-level people to the dive. Everything else, you know, any of that in the quarterback on any of the counter options or any options where he was trying to get down the line of scrimmage and get out to the perimeter to option, you know, you're right. The interior box really did a good job with him.
Well, now, no offense being meant to Malone here, but you've got a different kind of animal and a team that's proven a winner in Saginaw Valley State next week. What kind of things do you need to work
on? Well, you know, they're the defending North champions, and until someone takes it from them, it's theirs. And, you know, we'll be ready. You know, it's homecoming. We're 2-0. Can't ask any more of that. You know, we didn't spend very long in our post-game chat about Malone, good game, all that stuff. But, you know, somebody yelled, you know, guess who's up next? And, you know, we'll be ready to play. There's no question.
Will be a long bus ride home, but it will be a much happier bus ride home. A nice big victory for you to put in your back pocket and head into next week.
Great. Thanks, Josh.
Head coach of the Huskies, Tom Curley, that is your Spire's Q&A Coach's Corner. We'll come back in just a few moments and continue the post-game show right here on Mix 93.